Welcome to Season 5 of the Long-Winded One podcast. Listen as we showcase original work from top Royal Road authors, read by professional voice actors. Hear interviews from your favorite lit RPG and game lit authors. Lastly, listen as the Long-Winded One tries his hand at his first ever lit RPG novel, The Four Treasures.
Excerpt of Dragonheart Core, written by Adam Attenberg, read by Benjamin May. Deep beneath the Alhambra Mountains, far off in the endless grip of my dungeon, the threat entered my halls. The great fat bear lumbered into my cavern, paws like boulders as they stomped and squished all my mushrooms without care. Cave spiders chittered and spat with rage but did nothing, skittering higher into their ceiling's safety. But I had moved past relying only on Seros. My creatures, though still small and riddled with weakness, were developed. I pushed strands of mana containing my plan into my chosen few. The most aggressive of my spiders, the spindly little brute who'd already chomped and gnawed his way through a full lace cap, shuddered as my full attention dug into his insipid brain. But then he straightened, aiming all eight eyes down at the intruder marching below. 300 feet until the bear reached my core. He hooked a line of silk and dropped from the ceiling, legs contracted tight to his thorax. The bear, covered in its shaggy fur, didn't notice as the spider landed cautiously on its back. It snorted, shouldering past a rocky outcropping. Another three spiders jumped over. 250 feet. The spiders swarmed over its back, mandibles positively dripping with venom. I pushed more mana into them, not desperate, but probably close, urging them to sink their fangs into its bulk. They struck and couldn't find their way past its shaggy fur. Their mandibles glanced off its natural protection, too small and weak to properly deliver their greatest attack. They were built to hunt insects and fend off bats. That was their limit. The bastard of a bear marched on. My constrictors slunk their way forward, curling around stalagmites with their underbellies tensed and ready. Seros slipped into the pond, head raised barely an inch over the water, eyes narrowed to slits. My mana hovered nervously overhead. And then my spider, most contentious of his bunch, managed to string together enough brain cells to make his own plan. He skittered forward, hooked legs only barely catching traction on the bear's back, and crawled his way up to its head, specifically its ears. More specifically, its thinly furred ears.
Go, I urged,
awareness swiveling in.
Bite, rip, tear.
The glorious arachnid clambered up to the point of its ear and dug mandibles into flesh. The bear rumbled, paused in its flippant destruction of my fungal gardens and slammed its back against a rock outcropping. I snarled, watching three spiders be crushed, motes of mana flowing back to me. But the bravest stayed on, latched to its ear. More venom flooded through its system. A base cave spider wouldn't have done anything but sting such a massive creature. But these were dungeon-born, specifically mine. Their venom might not kill the bear, but it would at least start. The bear growled, pale brown eyes zeroing back on me, I sharpened my mana to points over my dead body. Technically under, depending on if they had moved my corpse.
I chased that particularly distracting thought away.
My serpents rose sluggishly, barely moving to keep their grey-black scales out of the bear's attention. I jabbed a spear of mana into a den and spooked a group of toads, sending them croaking and panicking through the bear's path. It paused, tracking their mana-filled backs. Four luminous constrictors raised their heads and exploded in white bioluminescence.
The bear bellowed, staggering back, and Seros shot from his lurking disguise in the pond and snapped its fangs into the bear's throat.
It screamed. Seros matched it in length, but was woefully outcompeted in height and weight, and so he didn't try. As soon as he'd bitten it once, he let go, slipping away to huddle beneath a stalagmite. The bear swiped wildly before it, claws cleaving through the air like an avalanche, eyes rolling and unfocused, blinded. But I, through the mana I'd flooded through Seros's system, got to watch his paralytic venom mingle with that of the cave spiders and start working. Another wave of serpents reared their heads and blasted it with light. Seros darted around his sheltering rock outcropping and tore into its back flank. Fangs and claws working in tandem, it roared and tried to swivel to face him, but its legs twitched and froze out of its control. Its eyes rolled. A stray swipe tore through a stalagmite, and the constrictor coiled around it, ripping it in half before it could even react. Its frenzied stomps trampled toads and spiders to mush under its great paws, claws cleavering through another snake. Seros's venom slowed it, but not nearly enough. I pushed a strand of mana upwards. The largest of my serpents, 10 feet with a lazy attitude to match, uncoiled herself from her stone pillar and dropped onto its back. It bellowed, legs locking to keep it from falling, but all she needed was the moment of confusion to twist her way around its chest, arrow-shaped head curling tight over its ribs. Once, twice, in its blind panic, it only noticed by the time she properly started constricting. The fear truly set in then. I doubted it had ever felt that emotion before. Lower apex predator as it was. But now, legs twitching out of its control and serpent winding her way around its chest, I took full appreciation of just how much it felt fear. Roaring, it tried to claw at her scales, but Seros's venom had spread through its body and it could only shudder, weakly, collapsing to its stomach. She tightened her grip, massive coils spiraling over its form. I watched its breath escape in a mana-filled cloud. Seros raised his head, blood dripping from his frontmost fangs. The hunger in my mana diffused, but still my creatures closed in on the dying bear, eager for revenge if they had a pair of brain cells to rub together, or merely sensing the mana on the air if not. Our numbers culled, our mushrooms trampled, but oh, if I didn't near explode in pride as the bear died. Mana, thick and heady like the finest wine, burst from its corpse to the air. The majority flew back to me, but not a significant amount flooded through the surrounding creatures. My prized serpent hissed as her pathways filled, the lone spider on its ear, somehow managing to survive its frenzy and fall. I had no idea how, consuming more than his fill. And Seros? He padded back to my island as if half asleep, a hazy glow building under his scales. He slipped through the water and curled around my pillar, eyes closing and tail resting over his muzzle. Mana raced through his pathways. A truly glorious message popped up in my core.
Your creature, an underground monitor, is undergoing evolution. Please select your desired path. Frilled lizard, uncommon. Deadly and mesmerizing, this creature grows wide, multicolored frills surrounding its neck. When flared, it hypnotizes any opponents, freezing them in place long enough to bite with its paralytic venom. While it doesn't have the immense bulk of its previous forms, its speed and venom lethality make it clear it's a predator. Seabound monitor, uncommon. Born deep in caves, nevertheless it has learned of the seas and wishes to follow. Gaining gills alongside its lungs, its finned claws and limbs allow for speed in both aquatic and terrestrial environments. What it lacks in bulk or venom, it makes up for in mobility, highly dexterous and able to wind its way through even the smallest of cracks. Lesser crocodile, uncommon. The great beasts of shallow waters. This reptile hasn't reached the upper echelons, but even its lesser form is one to be feared. Trading its venom for overwhelming bulk and power, it disguises itself as it lurks on the surface, waiting for unsuspecting prey to be dragged to the depths by its immense jaws.
Every creature in my cave felt the pleased thrum of my mana. Finally! I'd force-engineered the evolution of my mushrooms, and while the lace cap was nice, there was truly nothing as satisfying as watching my friend gather strength until he could evolve. Even mid-evolution, his mana flooded through our connection, drunk with pride. The problem was picking his path. He'd won the fight with his venom, and frilled lizard played most of those strengths, giving him two ways to stun prey. But the lesser crocodile meant he could fight head-to-head with those same opponents. Even though I'd mostly spent my time in the high seas, I remembered proper crocodiles from my trips ashores, from the ironbacks to the lightning-toothed. The frilled lizard had abilities rather similar to a siren's song, though more centered on sight. But again, my attention drifted to the second option. A crocodile was aquatic, but they still had lungs, sticking to shallow waters. While frills could help with swimming, I doubted that was what they were for. And at my heart, I was still a sea drake. I loved the sea and hoped my creatures did as well. Gills and hydrokinesis would play fantastically together, either way. I waited another second for any rogue thoughts to give opinions before selecting the seabound monitor. Seros glowed, his edges losing definition in a hazy spiral of mana. He rumbled and curled tighter around my pillar. I cocooned him in a protective seal, seeding more silverheads in the pond as a final line of defense. But he would evolve, and through him my dungeon would only grow stronger, and I couldn't wait to see how much further I could go. I shifted my attention back to the bear, idly dismissing the rest of my creatures back to their dens for healing. Its presence loomed large over the rest of the cavern. Even while dead, I devoured it.
Juvenile Lunar Cave Bear, rare. This nocturnal creature hides in caves to avoid the burn of the sun, only emerging at night to eat. They harness scraps of shadow mana to camouflage themselves as they hunt. Though they grow slowly, a limit hasn't yet been found.
Juvenile. Huh. I supposed categorizing them as separate schemers made sense. I certainly wouldn't count a hatchling sea drake the same as an adult, while cave spiders came roughly with the same level of development. Thoughts for later. Another mana user, but one seemingly less adept than the stone-backed toads, and most worryingly, how they used the mana for defense. I had been quite comfortable thinking that the bear was one of the apex predators in the caverns. If even it needed to hide, well, it was a good thing Seros was evolving. I preferred, back at my core, 9 points of mana, enough to experiment. Creating a mammal was far different from the others I'd made. Fur was a uniquely strange thing to weave from mana, thick and stringy, like seaweed, and its heart pumped warmth alongside blood. I swiveled more points of awareness in and shifted the bulk of the creation to be stationed to the left of my core, hidden in the twisting pillars and dens. Those entering my dungeon would have to search to find the current greatest threat. 3 mana disappeared from my grasp. I glared at the bear that wasn't even halfway done. A full 7 later, nearly 1/3 of my total limit, and a lunar cave bear shook itself awake. It yawned, ivory fangs glinting in the algae's bioluminescence. Smaller than the one that had invaded my cavern, though still enormous. It rumbled curiously before awkwardly grabbing the closest mushroom and plopping down to eat. Underwhelming. Our connection was stronger than most of my other creatures. Vague thoughts and ambitions filtering through, although ambitions was too strong a word. Most of the bear's thoughts revolved around food, and his greatest goals appeared to be obtaining more. I glared. Truly a magnificent defender. He stuffed a full whitecap into his mouth. But at least that was something new and excellent for my dungeon, and although my first floor felt enormous compared to what it had been, the size of the bear proved it would need to expand, and soon my mind spun with new ideas. Up until I noticed a gleam of light from the cove entrance, warm and flickering, one I'd seen before in a human torch. The rumble of footsteps, the quiet pant of breath. Adventurers.
This has been Dragonheart Core, written by Adam Attenberg, read by Benjamin May. Produced for Season 5 of the Long-Winded One podcast. The author and or any present or future publishing company retains all of the rights for the associated work. The work was read by permission of the author. You can find more titles by this narrator. Just search Benjamin May at audible.com or at Ben May Actor on social media. You can even visit benjaminmayactor.com.
Thank you for joining us down this Lit RPG deep dive. Please consider giving us a review on Apple Podcasts and visit us over at longwinded.one, where you can see past episodes and find all of our socials, even our new Discord server. We hope you enjoy.